One of the biggest news stories in America in 2022 was the arrest of WNBA player Brittney Griner at a Moscow airport. On February 17, 2022, Griner was arrested for drug possession and sentenced to 9 years in prison. On December 8, 2022, Griner was released in a prisoner exchange for a Russian arms dealer being held by America. Besides Griner, there is also a well-known figure from America being detained in Russia. His name is Paul Whelan, a Marine who fought in the Iraq War. This Marine flew to Moscow in December 2018 to attend a wedding. He says that he was falsely accused of spying and sentenced to 16 years in prison.
I have to say I am greatly disappointed that more has not been done to secure my release, especially as the four-year anniversary of my arrest is coming up. I was arrested for a crime that never occurred. My bags were packed. I'm ready to go home. I just need an airplane to come and get me.
So Whelan is recognized as someone who fought for America, while Griner, on the other hand, has said she would not be on the court while the national anthem of the United States was played. Griner is a, quote, married lesbian and, quote, LGBT activist.
I want to be a leader in the LGBT community. You know, with sports, I have a lot of media attention and a lot of spotlight on me. And I'm able to use that for something that's close to my heart, that's close to me. Just recently, I came out to the public. I've been out since about the ninth grade. Came out to my mom first. I encourage all youth, elder, doesn't matter what age group you fall in. It's never too late. It's never too early. If you know, then you know. Come out. Don't hide it. Don't try to be like anybody else. Be who you are. Be comfortable in your own skin. And, I mean, that's my message to everybody, especially the youth.
A couple of things were probably frowned upon, you know, a little bit. The way I probably went to class, honestly, like this, or shirts cut off. Tattoos. I started getting more tattoos in college. Yeah, and I mean, I'm openly gay. Not the, you know, that typical, you know, this is a girl and this is how a girl acts. She doesn't, you know, want to do all the crazy stuff. And that was me.
Oh, hell yeah.
Society gives us a bad rep for having tats or being gay. So I'm like, well, let me just throw it all together in one and see how you like it now. I'm definitely comfortable in doing whatever comes into this crazy head. I'm comfortable doing it. I want to be different. Everybody has on white, I'm finna have on like red, you know? Everybody's wearing red, I'm finna put on something else like crazy, you know? Like I want to stand out, I want to be different.
It's my life, it's my skin.
Griner says her favorite animal is a snake. Here, Joe Biden says that Brittney Griner represents the best about America.
Brittney is an incomparable athlete, a two-time Olympic gold medalist for Team USA. She endured mistreatment and a show trial in Russia with characteristic grit and incredible dignity. She represents the best America. Best about America, just across the board, everything about her.
Therefore, according to Biden, to be anti-American and notoriously immoral is what is best about America. The quote Biden administration says that the only person Russia was willing to do a prisoner swap with was Griner. But is that true?
Earlier today, Andrea Mitchell of NBC, this is someone who's been in Washington covering news for more than 50 years, someone who is deeply supportive of the Joe Biden administration, contributed to a story that contained this line, quote, "The Kremlin gave the White House the choice of either Griner or Whelan, or none." So Mitchell's piece attributed this fact to a, quote, senior U.S. official. It was not a guess, it was sourced. And then, as with the early reporting on Paul Pelosi last month, that account was scrubbed and sanitized. And the new version of the NBC story assures us that, quote, "the Kremlin ultimately gave the White House the choice of either Griner or no one." In other words, Joe Biden's version of events is now perfectly in sync with the official NBC News version of events. So at this point, we can assume the obvious. The Biden administration chose Brittney Griner over Paul Whelan. the basketball player over the Marine facing 16 years. There was only room for one in the lifeboat and the Marine got left behind. Well, why'd they make that choice? Well, you should know that Whalen is a Trump voter and he made the mistake of saying so on social media. He's paying the price for that now. Brittany Griner is not. She's got very different politics. Brittany Griner despises the United States. She's been very vocal about that. This country is so repellent and immoral that 2 years ago she said, quote, "I honestly feel we should not play the national anthem during our basketball season." She hates the country so much she doesn't want to hear its anthem. That's the kind of position that gets you rewarded by Joe Biden. Hate America? Perfect. We'll free the guy who sold weapons to drug cartels to get you out early.
On a personal note, Brittany is more than an athlete, more than an Olympian. She is an important role model and inspiration to millions of Americans, particularly the LGBTQI plus Americans and women of color. She should never have been detained by Russia.
So there's Joe Biden's press secretary telling you that Brittany Griner is important because she's a lesbian woman of color. And by the way, so am I. That's what she said. Now, how perverse is that? You hear that kind of stuff all the time, but how perverse is it? Well, imagine a press secretary from the last administration, say Sean Spicer, pausing in the middle of a briefing to tell you that, quote, "On a personal note, it is thrilling when a straight white man gets out of prison." Here's Van Jones on CNN.
It just shows this president got it done. He cared enough about this individual person to get her home. It was shocking for young Americans to see an icon like that snatched, locked up. What you don't have and what you can't allow to happen is to have a black female icon treated like garbage and America do nothing about it. Mm. Something was done about it and people are going to be proud about that.
Oh, so it's not that you can't have an American mistreated by a foreign government. You can't have a black female icon mistreated by a foreign government. See that? You get more rights based on what color you are.
Griner has been, quote, married twice to two different women. In 2015, Griner was arrested and charged with assault after fighting with her first, quote, wife. Both sustained injuries.
Griner arrested for assault and disorderly conduct. Her fiance also arrested.
Marriage was instituted by God between a man and a woman. Anyone who says or promotes that two women or two men can be married rejects what God has established and commits mortal sin. Here are a few examples of, quote, Christian pro athletes and analysts committing mortal sin by calling Griner a wife and promoting gay, quote, marriage.
Obviously, the W was not whole without BG in it for a whole summer. And I think, too, her wife, Sherelle, said it most beautifully when you talk about the collective feeling, just like that gut punch we got with the sentencing. I think it was a collective sigh of relief. And just like Cheryl said, I'm just going to smile. I'm just going to smile right now. And I can remember just saying that to my team, like, BG was in jail this morning, and then last night, and the night before that, and the night before that. And it just kept going and going as the days came along. And it's like, and we think we have problems trying to solve, you know, pick and roll defense. Mm. Like, this is real problems. This is real life. So I'm excited that she's back here. She's excited about playing basketball. And I think one thing, you know, her faith got her through these rough times, these last 10 months.
Very, very happy for Brittany Griner and her wife, Sherelle.
I am Carmelo Anthony. I want to take this time to bring up our friend, Brittany Griner. She is a WNBA player, an Olympian, a teammate, a sister, a daughter, a wife.
Here are people who claim to be devout Christians, Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, and Coach Monty Williams from the Phoenix Suns praising and promoting Griner.
Speechless, to be honest, you know, and I'm glad you came before Christmas, and that's the biggest Christmas gift that we can possibly get.
They put a smile on everybody's face today to talk about it as a team. We're just grateful, thankful that she's coming home, thankful that she's alive, and she's been on our thoughts, and we've prayed for her a ton.
I'm probably most happy for her wife and her family. You know, everyone's been, you know, praying about it for a while now, and I can't imagine the relief for her family and just everybody. I think everybody's so happy to have her home.
During the 2022 NBA playoffs, the Suns decided to put Griner's initials on their court. Throughout the NBA and WNBA, teams and players used the slogan, quote, "We are BG," as a way to show support for Griner.
We're here for her. Stand with her.
When someone promotes or says, quote, we are BG, he is publicly testifying before God and humanity that he supports what Griner stands for. Therefore, the people who use this slogan approve sodomy and gay, quote, marriage. Here is, quote, devout Christian Stephen Curry, who outside of LeBron James is the most recognizable current NBA player in the world, wearing Griner's uniform and endorsing her lifestyle.
We are BG.
Curry is close friends with abortion supporters like Barack Obama. Curry also supported abortion and, quote, transgender activist Joe Biden for president.
And so this election,
we're voting for Joe Biden.
The NBA and WNBA are so godless that they issued a joint statement denouncing the Supreme Court's decision overturning the so-called right of a woman to murder her defenseless unborn baby. While she was in prison in Russia, Griner wrote to Joe Biden saying, quote, I'm terrified I might be here forever. God allowed Griner to be detained in Russia as an act of mercy to try to wake her up and make her realize that her top priority should be obeying God and changing her life so that she is not imprisoned in hell forever. Being stuck in a jail cell gives a person an idea of what hell might be like. Yet as bad as a Russian jail cell and prison life might be, it is far better than hell. The person in hell will endure never-ending hunger and never get a single drop of water to quench their thirst. In hell, a person is cast into fire and surrounded by fire. Jesus says that a person will be salted with fire in hell. This is not to even mention the smoke, the stench, the screaming, and the horror of seeing the hideous sight of demons and other damned souls. Some also believe that the way a person is cast into hell after the final judgment at the end of the world will be the position in which that person will remain for all eternity. Thus, a person would never be able to move at all. The person would be unable to move his or her hands, fingers, feet, toes, mouth, or head forever. The Bible says that people in hell have no rest day or night. The next time you are tired and want to sleep, imagine that if you end up losing your soul, you will never rest. And these horrifying torments will not just last for decades or centuries. Even 100 trillion years will only be the beginning of eternity. God warns all of us that if we don't fear him and obey his laws, that he will condemn us to hell. Jesus tells us in the Bible that few are saved, and that sadly, most of the human race will end up going to hell. A consideration of these truths should make everyone fear God and want to sincerely find out what they need to do to avoid hell. The only way to avoid hell is by embracing the one true Christian faith, the Catholic faith, and dying in a state of grace. The critical information needed to save one soul can be found in our materials, videos, and on our website, VaticanCatholic.com.